with Fatty Daddy.
He's got to walk me down the aisle, Walt.
Fatty Daddy's not going that far south. I guess you'll have to change the tickets to Grand Cayman for Fatty Daddy to walk you down the aisle.
All right. That works for me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 41 for Friday. Woohoo! The 28th of March. We've come to the final Friday in March. That's got to be good. And coming up on today's show, we've got an episode of The Gays. Yay! Oh, Lord, y'all, I hope that your March has been fabulous, because it's about to march on out of here. And so we're not, since it's a gays episode, we won't have any memory lane music of cartoons or anything. But I have decided I am going to bring back a cartoon-only week sometime in April. So you can look forward to that during the month of April. Now, I want to remind everyone that come Monday... No, that's not right. Oh, Lord. Come Tuesday, April the 1st, that's the day you need to get somebody new to listen to the BFO. And you know what you need to do now? Listen to the gays. Well, hi, everyone. Joining me today on the gays is the one and only Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Big Fatty. How are you?
Well, I've been better. Y'all, we have been trying to figure out somehow Big Fatty has ruined it as expected. And,
of course.
Right. And we've been trying to record this for about 45 minutes now.
It's been wonderful.
Yes. And nobody knows what Big Fatty did or how he did it, but damn it, he did it.
Absolutely.
And Ryan and I are looking at each other, and y'all, Ryan's a little cutie.
Oh, thank you, Big Fatty.
He doesn't look like an attorney at all.
Yeah, that's what most people say.
Well, there you go. So, Ryan, Ryan is a listener turn podcast co-host here recently, and tell, you know, a lot of folks probably don't know who the fuck you are or very much about you. Well, they don't. So why don't you just start off telling us a little bit? I'm not going to ask you those fucking questions like Archer does, you know. So
right, it's about 7 inches in thick.
Okay.
I was actually a friend of mine introduced me to podcasts back in October, and it's kind of taken over as an obsession of mine. And I, you know, have met the QCast boys and all that stuff and started chatting with Tim, and Tim invited me to be his co-host. Oh. And my friend Jason and I are actually going to start our own podcast next week.
Oh.
Is that
a big secret or anything that you're revealing today?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No, not at all. I mean, most people know. Yeah, but I haven't announced it on the air yet, I don't think.
Would you like to do that now?
Absolutely.
Well, y'all, this is, as we say, this is breaking news. So.
Yes, right. Jason and I are starting a podcast called The Way We See It, and it'll be starting next Wednesday.
And tell us what The Way We See It is going to be about. Is it a visually impaired podcast, or never mind.
No, it's going to be just an audio, you know, personal blog about a birth blog. What am I saying? An audio personal podcast thing about, you know, how Jason and I just hate the world, basically.
Now, tell us who Jason is.
Jason is actually a longtime listener of yours.
Okay.
He lives in Orlando also. He's one of my best friends. And him and I just, he's very Southern and I'm very much from New York, and we just have very different ways of looking at things.
Okay.
So it should be fun.
Okay. Now, how did you and Jason meet?
We both sang in the Orlando Gay Chorus.
So you're a singer.
I am. Well, I used to be a
Okay.
singer gone attorney, actually. And we were both kind of looking, because we're both partnered, and we were kind of looking for other couples to hang out with. So we joined the Orlando Gay Chorus, and the four of us have been hanging out ever since. It's been about 4 years we've known each other now.
Okay. Now, you say you've hung out with the QCast Connection boys?
I have. I actually had lunch with Kevin last Friday.
That would be the Super B, is that correct?
That is Super B. Yes.
Okay. And so have you seen Michael in his shark costume?
I have not actually seen it in person yet. I'm hoping to next week sometime.
Okay.
I
Now,
have seen the picture of the Lederhosen, though.
oh, wow. And how about British John? Have you met him yet?
I have not.
Well, you know,
I have not.
he's in fucking New York now, so
I know, I know.
no big deal.
And he's not gay, so what am I gonna, he's not gonna get in my hot tub, so.
He's not gay?
Well, he says he's not right
Okay,
now.
let's just leave it at he says he's not. You know, there is a certain progression. I'm not gay, and then, well, I've got lots of gay friends. I'm very gay friendly, and then it's, well, I might be bi, and then he's a drag queen. But I think I think he's somewhere between I have lots of gay friends and a drag queen, but they've all kind of convoluted. He's not going in the right order, that's for sure, anyway.
Of course.
And with those two as mentors, Lord have mercy.
Oh my God.
Now, you say you have a hussy.
Yes.
Okay, tell us, would you like to tell us about him?
He's wonderful. He hates podcasting and thinks I'm obsessed. He's actually a real estate agent in town, and we've been together for 5.5 years now.
And do y'all vacation separately?
No,
Oh,
no, no,
okay. I
no.
didn't know if it was one of those things, you know, Michael and the Super B vacation separately.
I've heard that. I've heard
Yes,
that.
exactly. You're not to that
But
point yet.
no.
Well, you'll start
No,
getting
we
that
vacation.
7-year itch here pretty soon.
Yes,
Right.
yes.
You know, you can use a medicated shampoo on that. Now, y'all, Ryan sent the fat one an e no, he sent the fat one a voice letter today, which I haven't played yet, but y'all will hear it when I play some other voice letters soon. But Ryan's gonna have a party during the gay days, y'all.
I am.
Tell us a little bit. Evidently, Ryan is famous for his parties, I'm beginning to find out. So why don't you tell everybody, and maybe it'll stimulate some of the listeners or other podcasters to come down for the gay days at Disney.
Well, we actually have parties usually every Saturday at our house. They turn out into naked volleyball parties, we call them. But this time we're going to do it on a Sunday of Gay Days. We're just inviting about 30 or so people, plus whatever podcasters and whatever listeners want to come. And we are just going to have lots of alcohol, lots of food, and just a good old time in the pool.
Well, do we need to bring bathing suits?
Big
Only
Fatty, you never have to bring a
you,
bathing
Big Fatty, you know.
suit. You never have to bring a bathing suit. The females, I think the females need to bring bathing suits. Not that I have anything against females, but usually our parties are mostly male, gay
Now,
male.
what I will bring to the party will be a melon baller so that people can gouge their eyes out when they see me with my clothes off. So,
Yeah. That's true. That would be nice.
okay.
By the way, I've just gotten a little IM message from my boyfriend who's in the other room saying, "No, we don't always vacation together. I've gone to Atlanta for bowling tournaments by myself."
Well, so he may hate podcasting, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with you doing it. However, he's very nosy, is what he's basically saying. Is that it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay. Well, that sounds okay. Now, how often do you think you're going to podcast there, Ryan?
I don't think I can be as dedicated as you, so I think it's going to be once a week.
Okay, and by dedicated, you mean crazy.
Crazy and ruined.
Ruined, exactly. Now, are y'all going to be podcasting from the studio there at your place, or will you be doing it from the Disney Hollywood Studios? Or
Right, because it's not MGM Studios anymore.
Right.
Now, the Disney. We'll probably be doing it from my house.
Okay.
So we can annoy my husband the whole time.
Right, and he can listen without listening.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, what else do we need to know about Ryan?
I don't know. What else do you want to know? I enjoy long walks on the beach.
Oh, God.
I enjoy having 3 or 4 Brazilian boys in our hot tub.
Oh, will there be Brazilian boys there when the fat one is there?
There will at least be one. I can promise you that.
Okay.
He doesn't speak much English,
honey,
but he loves to have a good time.
Honey, I'm there. Now, you know, Ryan, coming up on April the 1st, it is the day that all the listeners of the BFO have to go out and get a new listener. That's April Fool's Day. It's National Go Get a New Listener for the BFO Day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, actually, you know what's funny, Big Fatty? I play your podcast at the office. I know I probably shouldn't, but, you know, I just enjoy you during the day.
You did mention that, and you start singing and all, too, if I remember correctly.
I do, and also I've actually gotten a couple of the girls at the office to start listening to you.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
They'll usually come into my office and listen while we're working on something.
Oh, Lord. Well, now, have we breached any attorney-client privilege here or anything by having you on the gaze today? Okay, good.
No.
I didn't want...
No, as long as I keep my last name quiet, which I don't, but, you know, the Florida bar is not going to come after me, so we're okay.
Well, you've kept it quiet on this one, but, you know.
Right.
Right. You know. And by the Florida...
Oh, and I was told...
Go ahead.
I was told I don't even know what the hell the beach looks like. Who am I kidding?
That's from the husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's not listening?
Who's not listening, right.
Right.
Now, by the Florida bar, will that be the bar that's out by the pool?
Absolutely. Well, we'll probably actually have a bartender there, too.
Oh.
Well, we don't want you to have to make your own drinks.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be much fancier than I'm accustomed to.
Well, you know, we just try and like to do it upright, and we have a gay caterer in town who is a good friend of ours who gives us gay bartenders for very cheap.
Oh, nothing better than a cheap gay bartender.
Absolutely.
And by cheap, you mean inexpensive?
A little bit of both.
Oh, well, okay, even better. Okay, just make sure there's a bottle of Tanqueray for the fat one. What do you drink,
Absolutely.
Ryan?
I like myself either a Captain Morgan and Sprite.
And Sprite?
Yes, or a nice margarita.
Margarita. And just say something just between you and me now. I want you to say, and the boyfriend loves, and say something that he doesn't like so that he'll send you a little message there, you know, because he's not listening.
Right. And the boyfriend actually likes anything with vodka in it.
Vodka.
He loves a good vodka with an olive in it.
Uh-huh.
That's his favorite thing in the whole world.
Maybe a vodka gimlet or something, you know.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And actually, I just got a little message that said asshole. And then it said, who makes the best margaritas?
Okay, so
You know, he doesn't listen, though.
Well, it sounds to me like the BFO may have a new listener so that he can hear the other side of this conversation now. So,
Absolutely.
All right. Well, now, is there any RSVP required for this party or anything?
No, there isn't. I just would love, you know, if people want to send, if they are big fatty listeners and they would love to send you an email telling you that they will be attending, that's fine with me.
You can
just forward them on to me. Or they can send it to Tim at Terminally Single.
Oh, no, just send it to me. Now, Tim has said he was going to maybe come down there.
He's thinking about it, I hope. I've never met him. I've seen the baby's arm, though.
Well, who hasn't?
Oh, good. So you've seen it also.
Oh, man, have I ever. Between
his
arm and my eggs, you know, you could make quite an omelet.
Now, Big Fatty, have my pictures been passed on to you yet?
I have not seen any pictures of you. However, I have a feeling that there's going to be some flickering later.
Well, they are on the manhunt.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you know, I don't know what that is.
Right, because you don't use the computer.
No, exactly. I don't have any idea what the manhunt is. So.
Well, and also, Big Daddy, you know that you could use the manhunt on the cell phone, but we know you don't use the cell phone.
Well, and I don't, by the way, do you have an iPhone?
I do.
God damn it!
My partner actually bought it for me about 3 weeks ago.
Well, how nice of him.
Yeah, well, because I was being he was being a complete ass to me, so it was kind of a gift to say I'm sorry.
Well, I can't wait to see what the little message is going to be is going to pop up
now. I know,
now.
Because that's totally not the truth. But, you know,
well, you know, if Big Fatty's at the party, you know, what's a party without presents? And I'll be more than happy to accept an iPhone from anyone who'd like to present one to me at that party.
Well, whether Big Fatty, this is... Why don't you do a brother, can you spare an iPhone?
You know, that's not a bad idea. Brother, can you spare an iPhone? There you go. Because I know...
I love it.
You know, I know that there's an Apple store, Larry Cly and I, who will be coming down there with me. We refer to the Apple store there in the mall as the Holy Land. Because, you know, right there at that same exit is the Holy Land theme park.
So, which I love.
I've never
Where
been
else
there.
Can you see Jesus dancing on stage? I mean, it can't be any better.
Right. Maybe we should have a listener meet and greet over at the Holy Land.
That would be phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
As long as I can get a t-shirt that says Jew for Jesus, I would love that.
Oh, my God in heaven. All right. Well, hey, Ryan, guess what?
It's music time.
The clock has called us. Yes, exactly. You know, you were supposed to give me a good gosh or gay, but I think this whole conversation has been good gosh and gay.
I agree.
So, y'all, you need to go over to the Terminally Single, which Archer calls Terminally Straight, and listen to Ryan and to Tim over there. And, y'all, it sounds like Ryan's throwing a big old hoot nanny. And,
absolutely.
And I mean, it's going to be the Gay Days Hoot Nanny. And if you're interested in attending, you know, get in touch with me and I'll put you in touch with Ryan. And, you know, who knows what'll turn up. He's already promised one Brazilian boy to be there. So, anyway, you have been a sweetheart. And thank you for putting up with the testicle problems and all that kind of stuff, too. And
wonderful. Thank you for having me.
We will talk to you soon. Tell the boyfriend
great.
Smooches.
I will.
All right. Thanks, dear. Say bye.
You. Bye.
But not like with Archer. You know, we don't say it that way. Just give everybody the finger.
Okay.
Finger. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.